Greetings, and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, August 21st, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Zag Equity Partners announces grand opening of the Little Gym of Maplewood, NJ. Zag Equity Partners announced the grand opening of the Little Gym of Maplewood, a children's enrichment and physical development center opening on September 15th. Located at 1807 Springfield Avenue, the 4,000-square-foot facility will offer parent-child classes, enrichment programs, and themed birthday parties. Owned and operated by Zag Equity Partners, the Wilsons, George and Andrea, aim to provide a nurturing environment for children to grow physically, socially, and emotionally. General Manager Ashley Downey will oversee day-to-day operations, ensuring high standards of service and safety. Zag Equity Partners plans to expand the Little Gym brand throughout the region, aligning with their mission to invest in businesses that benefit families and communities.
Brightview Senior Living named to the 2025 People Companies That Care list. Brightview Senior Living has been named one of the 2025 People Companies That Care by Great Place to Work and People magazine. This marks their third time on the list, climbing to number 77 from their previous ranking of 81. To earn this spot, Brightview Senior Living surpassed rigorous benchmarks, establishing itself as one of the best companies to work for in the country. This recognition is based on over 1.3 million employee survey responses and data from companies representing more than 8.4 million employees. Brightview's commitment to creating a culture of warmth, hospitality, respect, and belonging for both employees and residents has been highlighted. The Companies That Care list is highly competitive, with honorees selected based on their ability to care for employees, families, and communities. Hale cites pragmatism as he switches party affiliation to run for governor. Baltimore businessman and sports team owner Ed Hale Sr. has announced his decision to run for governor as a Republican, citing political pragmatism over ideology. Hale, a longtime Democrat, expressed that running against the Democratic incumbent Wes Moore would be challenging due to Moore's strong support. After hiring a pollster to assess his chances, Hale concluded that his best shot at winning would be as a Republican. Despite being a moderate, Hale believes this strategic move gives him a better chance in the race. The 78-year-old entrepreneur made the announcement at a waterfront park he once owned in East Baltimore. While well-known in the business community, Hale acknowledges he is a novice in politics. AI News Breaks Prospecting Reimagined, AI Maverick Intel Inc., P., automates the human touch. AI Maverick Intel Inc., in its most significant update yet, has launched a next-generation prospecting engine designed to eliminate the need for sales development representative teams. The platform can replicate entire segments of the sales pipeline, managing discovery questions, objections, and next-step scheduling. CEO Wayne Cockburn stated that automating interactions can accelerate deal flow and reduce acquisition costs, particularly in industries where meaningful conversations are crucial. AI Maverick is a growth-focused artificial intelligence company acquiring and optimizing revenue-generating businesses through its proprietary platform. The company enables intelligent engagement across various verticals, delivering long-term value through innovation, efficiency, and strategic partnerships.
LRN Corporation wins 7 Brandon Hall Group Awards. LRN Corporation, a leader in ethics and compliance solutions, received 7 awards at the 2025 Brandon Hall Group HCM Excellence Awards, including 4 gold awards and 3 silver awards in the learning and development category. This marks LRN's 5th consecutive year of recognition by the Brandon Hall Group. The awards, achieved in collaboration with client partners such as HP Inc., Sanofi, TE Connectivity, PepsiCo Inc., Standard Chartered, and Freeport-McMoRan, showcase LRN's client-focused approach in developing top-tier training courses tailored to each organization's needs. The Gold Awards include Best Learning Technology Implementation for TE Connectivity, Best Use of Games or Simulations for Learning for HP Inc., and Best Custom Content for PepsiCo Inc. and Standard Chartered. The Silver Awards recognize achievements in areas such as compliance training and custom content. The Excellence Awards winners were announced on August 14, 2025, highlighting LRN's commitment to excellence and innovation in ethics and compliance.
Mining news breaks. Platinum Group Metals LLC, NYS American PTM, positioned to power the future of clean energy. Platinum Group Metals LLC is positioned to meet the growing demand for sustainable energy solutions as platinum emerges as a critical component in electrical applications. The company's focus on developing large-scale platinum group metal resources in the Bushveld complex, responsible for 75% of the world's platinum supply, includes the Waterberg project, one of the largest undeveloped PGM resources in South Africa. This project is designed for low-cost, bulk mechanized mining to supply high volumes of platinum to markets driven by technological and environmental innovation. For more information about Platinum Group Metals Limited, visit www.platinumgroupmetals.net.
Q&A with Ken Haynes, CEO of Wrench Group. Ken Haynes, CEO of Wrench Group, brings over 40 years of experience in the home services industry. Under his leadership, Wrench Group has become the second largest non-franchised home services company in the U.S. Ken's philosophy focuses on partnering with market-leading companies, attracting top talent, enabling cross-market collaboration, and delivering exceptional customer service. Wrench Group is dedicated to attracting and engaging Gen Z talent in HVAC, plumbing, and electrical careers through academy programs and hands-on training. By providing structured pathways, Wrench Group is helping Gen Z see the potential for fulfilling and financially rewarding careers in the trades. Wrench University is developing the company's workforce by focusing on leadership development for senior field technicians and mid-level management. Looking ahead, Wrench Group plans to expand its academy programs nationwide, invest in technology, and foster a workplace culture centered on continuous learning and growth.
Rock Breaks, ES Gold Corp., OTTBU, ESZ7D, Unlocking Blue Sky Potential at Montauban. ES Gold Corp. recently announced the results of its ambient noise tomography survey at the Montauban Gold and Silver Mine site in Quebec. The survey indicates potential for metals discovery with multiple untested zones across the property. CEO Gordon Robb stated that the data suggests the original mine was just the beginning, with district-scale opportunity. ES Gold is focused on clean mining and exploration innovation, advancing projects toward production and feasibility while promoting sustainable resource recovery. Rocks and Stocks is a specialized communications platform providing insights into the mining industry, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions.
HITRUST appoints Tom Kellerman as Vice President of Cyber Risk to expand leadership and market for cybersecurity assurance. HITRUST has appointed Tom Kellerman as Vice President of Cyber Risk to drive industry engagement, expand into new markets, and elevate third-party and supply chain security programs. With over two decades of cybersecurity leadership experience, Kellerman will accelerate the adoption of HITRUST's threat-adaptive information security assessments and AI tools. Third-party involvement is present in 30% of breaches today, highlighting the importance of third-party risk management, TPRM. Kellerman's expertise will guide organizations in strengthening supply chain security and business resilience. His appointment reinforces HITRUST's commitment to cybersecurity assurance and delivering quantifiable proof of risk reduction.
Insurance Canopy partners with MarketSpread to simplify small business event insurance. Insurance Canopy, a leader in small business and vendor insurance, has partnered with MarketSpread to offer fast and affordable event-based liability coverage for vendors, and exhibitors. Through this collaboration, MarketSpread users can now purchase insurance online through Insurance Canopy in just a few clicks without the need for an agent. This partnership aims to streamline the insurance purchasing process for small business owners across 9 industries, providing online access to policies, fast coverage quotes in 8 to 10 minutes, competitively priced options, and industry-specific coverage. Daryl Stafford, CEO of Insurance Canopy, emphasizes the commitment to creating insurance solutions for niche industries, while Daniel Westervelt, co-founder of MarketSpread, highlights the importance of offering affordable coverage quickly online. With over 200 unique policy types available, Insurance Canopy continues to provide comprehensive protection for small businesses, with a focus on digital access and niche industry policies.
The Lighting Design Group expands into the UK and Europe. The Lighting Design Group, known for its Emmy Award-winning broadcast lighting design, is expanding into the United Kingdom and broader European market. With a 35-year legacy of excellence, LDG is bringing its full-service capabilities and creative leadership to new partners. This expansion meets the rising demand for high-quality, global-ready broadcast production. LDG's in-house team includes top designers, engineers, and production specialists, all backed by 24/7 client service. The company offers world-class lighting design for broadcast, corporate, remote events, and systems integration. LDG's UK and European expansion is not just about creative reach, but also about operational readiness with local crews and partners. The operations team is equipped to deliver turnkey solutions across borders and time zones, ensuring consistent quality and streamlined deployment for clients producing content worldwide. AI Maverick Intel Inc. unveils revolutionary prospecting platform that moves beyond simple lead generation. AI Maverick Intel Inc. has unveiled an AI-powered prospecting platform that can conduct sophisticated sales conversations, handle objections, and close deals without human intervention. The platform represents a significant milestone in automated sales technology, allowing companies to scale meaningful customer interactions. By automating traditionally human-dependent activities, AI Maverick is fundamentally changing how companies structure sales operations. This breakthrough technology is reshaping how businesses acquire customers, delivering intelligent engagement across critical industries like healthcare, biotech, insurance, and transportation. AI Maverick's platform is revolutionizing sales automation by optimizing revenue-generating businesses through AI technology, enabling genuine two-way conversations that drive revenue growth.
Purpose-driven brands win customers. Purpose-driven brands outperform by knowing why they exist, connecting deeper with customers, recruits, and reporters. Purpose gives work weight, sets tempo, and speeds decisions. Research shows companies with a strong sense of purpose grow faster, inspire customer defense, and retain employees longer. Purpose-driven companies grow 3 times faster. 73% of consumers defend brands with purpose, and companies with a strong sense of purpose see 40% higher retention. Aligning business with meaning builds trust, increases employee retention, and attracts media attention. Purpose isn't a trend, it's a business advantage. Define purpose in plain language, make it easy to repeat. Purpose should be integrated into PR, content, hiring, product, partnerships, and operations. Set themes that match purpose and market needs. Publish consistently to establish thought leadership. Avoid mistakes like having purpose only on paper, unclear slogans, or values not evident in public. Measure purpose in PR by trust signals, efficiency, talent, and resilience outcomes. Use a 30-day plan to draft, publish, prove, and program your purpose. Start with 3 questions. What do we want to be known for? What change will our best customers feel? And what story would we be proud to hear? Purpose starts quiet, then echoes, shaping your brand song.
Linkwell celebrates 4th year on the Inc. 5000 list and new executive team member. Linkwell, a leading energy infrastructure provider, celebrates its 4th consecutive year on the Inc. 5000 list of fastest-growing private companies in America, with a 268% 3-year revenue growth. The company's suite of U.S.-based energy solutions continues to gain market validation. Linkwell's success is attributed to exclusive offerings tailored for the electric vehicle industry, such as the EVSE 360 Charging Infrastructure Protection Plan and QuickLink Automated Charger Onboarding Solution. Additionally, Linkwell appoints Frank Koski as Chief Financial Officer to drive strategic growth in the EV sector. Koski's financial leadership experience will support Linkwell's mission of advancing clean energy adoption through reliable EV charging solutions. For more information, visit www.linkwell.com. Silvercorp Metals Inc., NASE SVM, reports solid production and revenue in Q1 FY2026. Silvercorp Metals Inc. reports solid production and revenue in the first quarter of fiscal year 2026. The company generated $81.3 million in revenue, a 13% increase year over year, producing 2.0 million ounces of silver equivalent, including 1.8 million ounces of silver and 2,150 ounces of gold. Adjusted net income rose to $21.0 million, or 10 cents per share, with operating cash flow of $48.3 million, a quarterly record, up 21% from the prior year. Silvercorp Metals, a Canadian mining company, opened its fiscal year with stronger production volumes and a rise in revenues while advancing growth projects. The company reported financial results for the 3 months ended June 30, 2025, showing higher sales of silver and gold. For more information, visit Silvercorp Metals' website at www.silvercorpmetals.com.
Q&A with Aaron Thurlow, SVP of Sales and Marketing at Celux, on leading global commercialization and revenue growth. Aaron Thurlow, Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Celux, is driving global commercialization and revenue growth for the Los Angeles-based manufacturer of perovskite technology. Celux's active glass technology boosts solar panel performance, increases power, and lowers costs. With over two decades in the clean energy sector, Aaron has led teams at companies like SunPower and Tesla. Celux's core principles include safety, execution, teaching, teamwork, and honesty. Aaron's focus is on converting the solar industry to tandem solar via active glass technology. The company recently completed its first commercial customer order shipment, marking a significant milestone. Aaron's goal is to propel solar progress further by making every panel more efficient and cost-effective, ultimately driving the global market for solar power.
Clean Inc. NASDAQ CLNN reports Q2 2025 results as company prepares for NDA submission and extends runway into 2026. Clean Inc., listed on NASDAQ as CLNN, has reported its second quarter 2025 financial results as the company gears up for a new drug application submission for its lead candidate CNM-08 in ALS by the end of 2025. The company is set to have FDA meetings in Q3 2025 to discuss ALS survival benefit data and MS development plans. Additionally, Clean reported $7.3 million in cash and cash equivalents as of June 30, 2025, with recent financing extending its cash runway into Q1 2026. CNM-AU8 is an oral suspension of gold nanocrystals aimed at improving energy metabolism to restore neuronal health. Clean is focused on improving mitochondrial health and protecting neuronal function to treat neurodegenerative diseases like ALS and MS. Q&A with Kim Daly, founder and CEO of the Z-Suite. Kim Daly, founder and CEO of the Z-Suite, is a top producing advisor with FranChoice, helping franchisees and brand leaders improve profitability through mindset mastery. She emphasizes that belief systems drive results, not just strategy. The Z-Suite focuses on mindset training to complement operational playbooks, creating resilient and empowered franchise professionals. In uncertain economies, mastering mindset leads to thriving, not just surviving. Practical hacks like setting C-type goals and addressing fear before action can immediately improve performance. Shifting leadership mindset impacts brand culture and bottom line. By aligning around a mission and believing in possibilities, franchisors and franchisees can create exponential growth and value. The Z-Suite community helps leaders shift from efforting to identity, the CAT, creating a space for possibility thinkers to elevate and manifest dreams into reality.
Ascent Solar Technologies expands its foothold in booming space market. Ascent Solar Technologies, a maker of featherweight flexible CG's thin film photovoltaic solutions, is expanding its presence in the space market. With partnerships with NASA and Novi Space Inc., the company is focusing on increasing the efficiency of its solar panels to meet the demands of the growing space industry. CEO Paul Worley highlighted the company's success in signing over 20 NDAs and showcasing its technology at the recent Space Symposium. Ascent Solar Technologies is committed to improving efficiency and fulfilling orders promptly to meet the market's needs.
Jupiter Neuroscience's CEO and president talk about the power of Jotrol and the launch of its longevity consumer line with Benzinga. Jupiter Neuroscience's CEO Krista Rosen and President Allison Silva discuss the company's focus on longevity and brain health with Jotrol and its new consumer product line, Nugivia. Jotrol, an enhanced resveratrol formulation, offers antioxidant and anti-inflammatory effects, activates PARP1 for DNA repair, improves cardiovascular health, and enhances cognitive function. Nugivia leverages Jotrol for mitochondrial support, mental clarity, and beauty from within. Jupiter's reformulation of resveratrol achieves higher plasma concentrations with lower doses and no GI side effects, making it a key therapeutic for neurodegenerative and longevity issues. The company has also launched Nugivia, a direct-to-consumer line targeting skin health, mitochondrial support, and cognitive function. Revenue from Nugivia is expected to grow over the next few years as more brand ambassadors promote the products. IQ-Stell's acquisitive nature paying off? Company nears its goal of $1 billion. IQ-Stell Inc., a multinational telecommunications and technology company, is making strategic acquisitions to reach its goal of $1 billion in revenue by 2027. With 600 of the largest telecom companies as customers, IQ-Stell reported $90 million in organic revenue last year. The company has completed 12 acquisitions since 2018, focusing on companies that add value to shareholders and have strong revenue streams. By reducing debt by $6.9 million and streamlining operations, IQ-Stell is on track to achieve EBITDA of $20 to $30 million when it hits its revenue goal. CEO Leandro Iglesias stated that despite the progress, the stock price has yet to reflect the company's growth potential. Massimo Group, NASDAQ MAMO, accelerates golf cart market reach with Vietnam partnership. Massimo Group, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol MAMO, is expanding its presence in the golf cart market through a new manufacturing partnership in Vietnam. This partnership will result in the delivery of the six-seater MVR4X golf cart to the U.S. market. By strengthening its global supply chain, Massimo aims to enhance efficiency and affordability in delivering quality products. While the company already assembles golf carts in Texas, the new models from Vietnam will further support its production and market responsiveness. This move reflects Massimo's commitment to optimizing operations and expanding its market reach. Investor news breaks. Onar Holding Corporation, OTCQB Onar, reports Q2 2025 results, advances AI strategy and acquisition pipeline. Onar Holding Corporation, OTQNR, recently reported its Q2 2025 financial results, showing a 28% year-to-date revenue growth compared to the prior year. Despite a net loss in Q2 due to compliance and non-operating expenses, the company converted $142,000 of debt into equity and repaid nearly $300,000 in principal. Onar is in the process of closing its Series E financing round and made key appointments to its board. Strategic initiatives include partnering with IQ-Stell's Reality Border, acquiring Retina.ai, and evaluating a divestiture of its pool construction subsidiary. The company is also focusing on debt refinancing and enhancing financial controls. CEO Claude Zdano emphasized Onar's mission to build an AI-powered marketing ecosystem for mid-market companies.
Priority Capital Advisory arranges $1,275 million loan for the refinance of a specialty retail property in Fremont, California. Zachary Streit, founder and president of Priority Capital Advisory, has arranged $12.75 million in senior debt financing for the recapitalization of Newark Auto Plaza on behalf of the borrower, Neuron Enterprises. The multi-tenant automotive dealership complex is located in Fremont, Calif., featuring showrooms and service repair centers fully occupied by Fremont Ford, Wynn KIA of Fremont, and Cruise America RV. The property, situated on 14.8 acres, is approximately 20 minutes from San Jose and Silicon Valley. Since its inception, Priority Capital Advisory has closed over $500 million in debt financing across 23 transactions, with recent closings totaling $131.25 million in retail loans. Neuron Enterprises, a privately held real estate investment company, owns and manages over 5 million square feet of commercial and multifamily real estate in California and other Western U.S. markets. Akari Solutions deploys Medcognetics AI imaging platform to expand breast cancer screening access in rural India. Medcognetics, Inc. and Akari Solutions LLP have partnered to deploy Medcognetics AI mammography platform in mobile screening vans serving rural communities in India. This collaboration addresses the shortage of radiologists in India, enabling instant analysis in areas with limited access to specialized care. By integrating Medcognetics AI software into Akari's diagnostic workflows, the initiative aims to provide critical early detection capabilities. The deployment leverages FDA-cleared Cognet AIMT software, designed to reduce bias in cancer detection. This partnership aligns with Medcognetics' mission to globalize equitable access to diagnostic imaging and Akari's goal to optimize medical imaging processes for efficient healthcare delivery.
Wearable devices, LDS. Why neural input technology is redefining human-computer interaction. Wearable devices, LDS, is revolutionizing human-computer interaction with its surface nerve conductance technology, allowing touchless control through subtle finger movements. Partnering with Media Exceed, the company expands global distribution for Mudra Band and Mudra Link products. WLDS's dual-channel strategy targets high-growth sectors like AR, VR, XR, and smart environments. As wearable technology evolves, neural input systems are becoming more prevalent, interpreting human intentions seamlessly. This shift reflects a trend towards technology adapting to natural human movement patterns. Investors can find updates on WLDS in the company's newsroom. Tech Media Wire is a platform focused on technology companies, offering a range of communication solutions to reach diverse audiences and industries. Woofies of SE Nashville debuts Woofies on the Spot, a boutique pet salon concept with walk-in convenience, spa-style vibes, and tail wags guaranteed. Woofies of SE Nashville has unveiled Woofies on the Spot, a boutique pet salon concept offering spa-style pampering with walk-in convenience for Nashville's furry friends. Located at 5704 Ohio Avenue in the Nations, this new spot provides services from nail trims to full grooming in a calm setting. Owner Eric Warner, a Mount Juliet resident and pet lover, aims to blend high-end services with approachability. Woofies on the Spot offers appointments, walk-ins, and is actively hiring grooming professionals. For more information, visit Woofies of SE Nashville. Call 615-236-1982 or email sanashville@woofies.com. Follow Woofies on Facebook and Instagram for updates. TBC Bank Group acquires majority stake in OLX Uzbekistan, expanding its market-leading digital banking ecosystem in Uzbekistan. TBC Bank Group, a leading financial services group, has acquired a majority stake in OLX Uzbekistan, a top online classifieds platform in the country. This deal with Prosus will give TBC Uzbekistan access to new customer segments through OLX UZ, serving over 20% of the country's active internet users. The joint venture with Titan Investments aims to integrate digital banking products into OLX Uzbekistan, unlocking powerful synergies and accelerating growth. This acquisition is part of TBC Group's profitable growth strategy, following their recent agreement to acquire a majority stake in Bill's retail management SaaS platform.
Forget productivity. Energy tops the list as the true KPI for meetings, says new Fundmentum Labs survey. A new survey from Fundmentum Labs reveals that energy, not productivity, is the key to great meetings. More than half of employees believe shared laughter and spontaneous creativity are crucial for energizing meetings. Only 1 in 3 employees rate their meetings as excellent, with less than half feeling energized by work meetings. Fundmentum Labs has launched Funware, an AI-powered platform to bring energy back to meetings. Funware offers one-click meeting activities, AI concierge matching, and personalized sessions. The survey shows a disconnect between leaders and non-leaders on meeting quality. Funware aims to make meetings enjoyable and productive, addressing the workplace energy crisis. Learn more at funware.ai.
TechX partners with Telarus to streamline cross-border deployments. TechX, a leading provider of end-to-end importer of record and customs compliance services, has partnered with Telarus, a global technology services distributor. This strategic partnership will give Telarus's technology advisors access to TechX's solutions for simplifying cross-border compliance and logistics. By leveraging TechX's expertise in international trade regulations, customs, and taxes, Telarus advisors can offer a streamlined solution to their enterprise clients. This partnership will enable Telarus advisors to provide services such as import-export compliance, logistics management, and value-added services like VEET management. Partnering with TechX allows Telarus advisors to expand globally with confidence and efficiency, unlocking global growth for their clients. Tech Media Breaks, Newsmax Inc. and Max, initiated at Outperform by Noble Capital Markets with $23 price target. Newsmax Inc., a conservative media company listed on the NYSE under the symbol MMAX, has been initiated with an Outperform rating and a $23 price target by Noble Capital Markets. Analysts highlighted Newsmax as the fourth most watched cable news network in the U.S., with strong distribution across major MVPDs and streaming platforms. The company is poised for continued growth in advertising and affiliate fee revenue, driven by its loyal, right-of-center audience and diversified revenue model. Revenue has surged over 300% since 2019, fueled by digital expansion and broader platform reach. To learn more, visit Newsmax's website. Tech Media Wire is a specialized communications platform focusing on innovative technology companies, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit Tech Media Wire's website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.